Hello, my name is Stephanie, and my podcast is going to be on my personal experience entering college and starting a new chapter in my life. I really want to go into depth on how it has changed me as a person and on how I felt in the beginning versus on how I feel now, as well as how I adapted both socially and academically. I think that in order for anyone listening to understand my story, I should give some background information on myself so you can know where I'm coming from. An important thing you should all know is that I'm an only child and I was raised by a very caring, yet slightly overprotective single mother. Already, this causes a future problem for when I decide I want to go away for college and dorm. Let me explain why. As an only child, I have always had all the attention and had most things done for me by my mom, and of course, we are extremely close since we were all each other had. So, obviously, the idea of me leaving my home and leaving my mother was extremely hard for her to accept. Also, I have never been a very social person, and I didn't have much friends and barely went out a lot. So it really was just me and her against the world. With my quiet and shy personality, you would think, why would you decide to dorm? Why not go somewhere near home? And the reason I decided to do so was because I wanted to change. In a way, a part of it was to be able to do whatever I want and not have any rules and live that crazy college party life that I saw in movies. But really, I just wanted to gain some independence. I wanted to prove to myself and to my mother that I was capable of being on my own. I also really wanted to open up. I have always been so shy and closed off, and I wanted that to change. It was hard for my mom to accept me going away. But she has always been very supportive, and education was a very big deal to her since I would be a first-generation college student. So even though it hurt her, she was still happy for me and helped me out in any way that she could. Now that you have a bit of a sense of who I am and why I decided to come to college, I'm going to move on to me starting. On my first day of school, my mom drove me to Rutgers and cried the entire hour drive and the entire time as she helped me move in my stuff, which of course made me feel super bad. But we said our goodbyes, and I was going to see her every weekend anyways, so it wasn't that serious, for me at least. The good thing was I knew who my roommate was because she was a friend from high school, and we decided it would be smart to room together instead of with a stranger. So I did not have to go through an awkward roommate experience, which is great since, as you know, I'm not a very social person. One of her friends from high school, David, was also coming to Rutgers. So we all met up, and of course, as typical freshmen, we decided we were going to go out to a party that night. And I was very excited to go because I had never been to a college party before. So we ended up going, and the night really just consisted of me being in a very hot, packed frat basement. But I still enjoyed actually being out for once. My roommate loved going to parties, and she dragged me out every day of syllabus weekend. I was so tired, I could not take going out anymore. And one of the nights that she wanted to go out, I just did not want to go. But she forced me out of bed, and we ended up going out. That night, I met my boyfriend for the first time ever, but of course, I didn't know that. Like I've mentioned, I'm a shy person, and the last thing I wanted in college was to be stuck with a boyfriend. Because if I'm being honest, I just wanted to meet new people and not be worried about a boy. But that night we talked and exchanged numbers, and that was the beginning of a new change for me, which again, I had no idea about in that moment. After syllabus week was over and I was actually going to my classes now, I did have a hard time finding everything and dealing with buses, but that's normal freshman things that everyone goes through, so I'm not going to go on about that because it's something that I think we all overcome. Academically, I did find my classes to be hard compared to high school. I didn't fail any classes, but I didn't get the A's and B's that I was used to getting in high school. So it did bring me down a little bit, but I wasn't completely devastated or stressing out over that. I knew I needed some time to adjust my work level to college expectation. So you might be wondering about my love life right now, since I kind of left it hanging. So I'll talk about that a bit more. His name is Kevin, by the way. So Kevin sent me a snap on Snapchat and I snapped him back, you know, typical millennial things. And we weren't really talking too much, at least enough for me to care. However, on the weekends, I was seeing him a lot because we were hanging out with the same group of friends. And even though we'd be at the same place together, he wouldn't actually talk to me. So I just figured he was kind of weird and he just didn't really care. So it wasn't actually until the nighttime, where he was kind of drunk already, that he talked to me. So I was not sure what was going on with him. And this kept going on for a couple of weekends until one night he did it again. And this time he actually told me that he really liked me and that he was just really shy. But since he wasn't sober, I told him I would not believe him unless he texted me the next day sober and told me again. And guess what? He did. So after that, we'd always text and hang out at the dining hall. But I wasn't ready to actually be official because I've never even had a boyfriend in high school before. So he actually asked me out like 3 times to be his girlfriend, and I kept saying no. So Kev, if you're listening to this, I'm sorry. But eventually, I decided to give it a chance and try, because after all, it was something new and it would be a big change for me. We connected very well, and we formed a very strong bond quickly. And we've been together for over a year now, so that is definitely one of the best things that has happened to me in college so far. This was still very early in my freshman year, so I had no idea what was going to happen next. When it came to making friends, there was still not much improvement. It's just really hard for me to start a conversation, and just the thought of it gives me anxiety. It's something that I still have a lot to work on. But I feel as though some things never change. And maybe I'm just better off with my small group of friends. It's who I am, and it is something I came to college with the intention and the motivation to changing. But I think I'm accepting myself the way I am now. I've come to the realization that it doesn't have to be a bad thing. I have all the important people I need in college right now. And if I click with someone else in the next 2 years, then great. But if not, I am no longer going to beat myself up over it. Even though my personality didn't change in that sense, I have seen different changes in myself. I am much more independent now than before. I am now completely responsible over when I decide to do my work, what I'm going to eat that day, making my own money and paying for my own tuition. And I know that those things seem small, but I'm proud of myself because I've always been a very sheltered person, and knowing that I'm out here in college doing things for my own benefit and preparing myself for my future, which is going to be a new chapter of my life, makes me realize how I have reached a new level of maturity and I'm only moving forward. Once my freshman year was over, my mom was so proud of me for pushing through and finishing my first year of college that I think she finally accepted that I'm grown now. I'm obviously still very young and I'm always going to be her baby. But she understands that I'm my own person now and not just her daughter. She has given me a new sense of freedom from her part that I have never had before. And I have college to thank for that. That's one of the biggest changes that has came, because before that, my mom was very overprotective and always on top of me. But college has definitely helped open her eyes and helped see me as not just her daughter, but my own individual, a person that is growing up and maturing every second. So after my freshman year, I even traveled around Europe without her and with just my 2 best friends, which was something I would have never in a million years dreamed of her letting me do, even though I was 18. But I think that if I hadn't gone to college and experienced this, and she wouldn't have experienced me leaving as well, I could probably be 30 and she would not let me go. So me and her have definitely reached a new level of bonding and trust, and I couldn't be happier about that. I think something else that made my mom see me as a young woman was my relationship with my boyfriend. It was kind of like a sign to her that I was independent and I had someone else I would be relying on. She wasn't jealous or anything like that. It was just new to her because she never really met a boy coming for me before. And after meeting him, she knew that he was a good person and she could trust him and that there was someone out there that could take care of me. So in a way, it gave her some peace to know that I wasn't all alone in this experience. Now that I'm in my second year of college, there have been other changes as well, such as in my grades. And that's something I'm also very proud of. I went from just being average to actually making it on the dean's list this time, which was a huge accomplishment for me. It feels good to kind of abandon that cluelessness that I had in my freshman year and feel so different now. It's crazy how much can change in a little over a year. I now know all my ways around campus, where to go eat, where to find any academic resources I need, and all these simple things I know how to do on my own make me feel so independent. It has been a hard journey adapting to so many changes, but it has been one of the greatest experiences in my life so far. It's been great to change for the better, accept myself, expand my knowledge on life a little bit without completely changing who I was to start with, because the point of coming to college wasn't to transform myself either. I was happy with who I was as a person, and I didn't want to necessarily lose who I was, but I wanted to gain more, and I have accomplished that. I've had an amazing experience, but I'm sure it won't stop here. Life is constantly passing by and change is inevitable, so I'm excited to see what's next for me. Maybe I'll make new friends in the next 2 years, or maybe my relationship will change. After college is over, I'm not sure if my mom is going to expect me to live with her again, or am I going to start a new life by myself or with my boyfriend? It's impossible to know. I just know I'm ready to face whatever life throws at me, and if something really life-changing happens, then maybe I'll talk about it again, like I am right now. Thank you for listening.